Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, Alabama was rolling on 18-wheelers, and we are rolling on at the 3A State Volleyball Tournament live here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Welcome back, getting set for match number two for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, I'm Justin Fluke, courtside. Nemaha Central back-to-back games, now getting set to take on number three seed Heritage Christian. Like Nemaha Central, they've played one match already today. Heritage Christian made quick work beating Goodland 25-14 and 25-14. Nemaha Central now needing to win this match after they lost to Cheney by scores of 25-21 and 25-23. Heritage Christian won the 2A state volleyball title last year. Excuse me, they also won state volleyball in 2016-2017, so a pretty good program. Tom Slaughter is the head coach for Heritage Christian, and their record is 35-2. So Nemaha Central just lost to a two-loss Cheney team, and now they face a two-loss Heritage Christian team. And we are about set for first serve. Heritage Christian in their white jerseys with the maroon trim and black shorts. They'll be hitting right to left, and they hit the first serve out of bounds. So Nemaha Central right here on my left again. As I said, courtside near the net. Nemaha Central will be hitting from left to right again in this match. They get point one on an air serve. And now to be Taryn Ganstrom serving for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Not expected to be as tough of a match as Cheney was, as an air hit here by Heritage Christian gives the Thunder an early 2-0 advantage. Ellie Ruschke and Mackenzie Henry also on the back row. Addie Holthaus with Cassidy Rethman and Reagan Garrity on the front line right now for Nemaha Central. Heritage Christian gets this one sent back, and now Addie Holthaus trying with the spike. Save for Heritage Christian. They'll set it to the far side. Hit partially blocked by the Thunder. Saved by Ruschke, but then a diving Ganstrom can't get underneath it. So now a 2-1 lead after Nemaha Central scored the first 2 points of this match. Not a lot of seniors. In fact, only one senior on this team for Heritage Christian. So they do have some players with some experience off last year's title team. Here's a hard hit by Addie Holthaus. It goes backwards. Heritage Christian brings it back in play and then able to get it across. Now a spike blocked by Heritage Christian, popped up by the Thunder, and Holthaus back bumps it over the net. Short set in the middle, hard hit, and it is deflected by Nemaha Central. That hard hit by Cy-Ray Campbell. It's Cy-Ray Campbell and Rachel Van Gorp that are both sophomores. They're the two top players for this Heritage Christian team. They hail from Olathe private school. And they try to block this hit by Holthaus. And on the third hit now, Heritage Christian able to get it across. Their mascot is the Chargers. And here's one by Addie Holthaus that deflected by Heritage Christian but falls on the Buffaloes, or the Chargers' side. Substitutions is Bartoski and Shulians come into the game for Nemaha Central. Jessica Cook leading her team to state for the fifth time in the last 6 years. But only once has Nemaha Central been able to advance out of pool play. And now behind the eight ball with the loss earlier today, they'll need to win their next two. Bad set. Bad set by Heritage Christian. Coming out of bounds, so Nemaha Central wins that point, and Shulians will serve it again. Lillian, one of the two setters for Nemaha Central, with nearly 400 assists on the year. Doing the serving here as Nemaha Central leads 4-2. The hit taken by Ruschke for the Thunder. And now the set over to Holthaus and a hard attack at the net. Addie Holthaus gets the kill, leading Nemaha Central in that category with over 300 on the year. That compares to the Cy-Ray Campbell and Rachel Van Gorp girls that I mentioned earlier for the Chargers, who both have over 200 but not 300 kills this season. Here's a spike by Van Gorp, and the Thunder dig it out. Ruschke in the back row. Now they go to Holthouse again. Can't put this one away. Short set middle. Big attack by Campbell, and this one is down on the Thunder side. So a point for Heritage Christian. And you can tell that Tyre Campbell has some ups. They list her at 5 feet 11, but in volleyball, equally as important as height is the vertical jump of these girls and what they're able to do at the net. Addie Holthouse has a great vert. Her spike dug out this time, and now the dink by Heritage Christian, saved by Shulions. Rethman gets it high over to Holthouse again. Diving save by Campbell in the back row. Back set. This one deflected by Nima at the net. Back to get it. Bring it in play is Ruschke, and now bumped across by Bartoski. Campbell goes back to get it. Heritage Christian sets near side. That hit too far out of bounds by Van Gorp as she misfires, and Nima Central leads 6-3. So a good start for the Thunder. Heritage Christian played and then set for an hour. Nima Central playing back-to-back games. Addie Holthouse will serve it from left to right for Nima Central. The bump near the net, bumped up high, and then the spike is down just in front of Gamstrom. That time it was Grace Schmedling. So mainly all sophomores, mentioned only one senior on this Heritage Christian team. That's the libero, Jessamine Rose. Jessamine Rose, their libero, the only senior. They only have two juniors, only one that really plays much, Macy Hazel, a junior that we'll see out on the floor. But this is a young, young Heritage Christian squad. Heritage Christian has the possession. Blocked by Nima Central. Bartoski and Nordic combined to stuff it right back on the Chargers' side. And Nima Central leading 7-4 as Cassidy Rethman, the 6-foot senior, checks in for the Thunder. The serve by Nordis. Set near side, Van Gorp. And again, she missed it. Van Gorp has missed on her first three attacks. They've gone out of bounds, too deep. And I thought that one was too deep. They must have said Nima Central touched it. Must have had a piece of it at the net because they give the point to the Chargers, and it's now 7-5. I thought it was going to be 8-4. But instead, it's 7-5. Nima's still ahead, but Heritage Christian has the serve. Now Bartoski lines up and finds a hole in the deep middle of the court. Bartoski will come out as Mackenzie Henry comes in. Reagan Carity also checking in, replacing Shulions as Nima Central leads 8-5. Second match of the day. We're in set number one. By the way, Beloit did beat Eureka in the third set in the other pool play game on the other side of the court. Here's a little dink. Holthouse saves it. McKenzie gets underneath it, and now it's pushed across by Cassidy Rethman. Short set in the middle. This one blocked on the attempt by Ferguson, and now the set for Heritage Christian in the near wing, and it's put away by Aubrey Laughlin. 6 foot and three girls at 5'11", so Heritage Christian does have some height. Campbell and Van Gorp, their two top weapons that we've mentioned. Now the senior libero into serve. Jessamine Rose will put it in play, and she hit the back corner. Holthouse thought it was going to be out, so she let it go. But it finds the line, and now the Chargers are within 1 point. They are one of the best serving teams in the state. This Heritage Christian team has 339 aces as a team this season. Henry back set, winding up. Lutz can't put it away. Now the set's the near side. Van Gorp blocked, and it comes down. Rethman frustrated with herself. She was there with Carity, but could not quite pop it up after getting a partial block there. Now we're tied 8-8. The Nima Central led by as many as three. And now we're knotted up as Rose will serve it in her rose-colored libero jersey for Heritage Christian. Spiked by Holthouse from the back row. Rose gets underneath it. The setter is Hazel, and it's set across, and the Thunder weren't quite ready for that. So Macy Hazel, the setter, with the little dink there on the second hit over the block of the Thunder, not quite ready to come up from the back row, and the Chargers lead 9-8. That's the first lead for Heritage Christian, and now an air serve will tie us at 9. Nima Central jumped out and scored the first 2 points of this game. Now tied 9-9 as it'll be Marley Lutz serving, the junior with a good serve to the near side, Van Gorp. Now Hazel sets up Campbell, and it's dug by Holthouse. Mackenzie Henry back to Addie Holthouse. It's deflected. Rose bumps it up in the air. Now the set by Hazel. Campbell didn't time it well. Has to tap it across. Henry back sets. Near side attack, and that one's into the net. Miss hit by Cassidy Rethman that time as Heritage Christian takes the one-point lead. Back in for Nemaha Central is Ellie Ruschke, the junior, smallest player on the floor at 5'3". Henry sets it. Holthaus, couple steps behind the net, but put the hammer down as the contact by Madeline Wolf sent the volleyball backwards and out of play. It's now 10-10. Taryn Ganstrom getting instructions from head coach Jessica Cook. And putting the serve in play to the right. Short set. Campbell in the middle. Back left corner. It's down and in. Cyre Campbell is an athletic-looking volleyball sophomore. Heritage Christian lost their setter from a season ago. Their setter actually is a starter at Division I VCU. So one of the best setters in the state. Here's an air serve by Heritage Christian as Aubrey Laughlin misses the serve. That's the second time that Heritage Christian has given Nemaha a point with the bad serve. That's 11-11. That's the Heritage Christian losing their setter last year, one of the best in the state. Her name was Katrina Davis. Great server and setter. She signed with Virginia Commonwealth, VCU, and as a freshman, she is their starter at that Division I school this year. Again, a block by Nemaha, but they can't return it over the net. The block kind of eats up Bartoski and Nordis, and they weren't able to send it back or pull it out of their own block as Heritage Christian leads by one. Campbell drops back the serve. It's 12-11. Heritage Christian lead. The serve taken by Lutz. Now Holthaus back to Lutz. Excuse me, that's Nordis. And now a hard hit by Heritage Christian finds an open spot on the Thunder floor. Heritage Christian leading by 2 points for the first time here in set one at 13-11. Nemaha Central thought the games would get less difficult as they went through the day, but they got to beat Heritage Christian here to avoid being eliminated from tomorrow. And this hit is out. It looks like we're going to get a timeout as Bartoski missed it wide right. And the Chargers on a roll, leading 14-11. We'll take a timeout. Our first one called here in this set and match. We'll return in 30 seconds. You're listening to 3A State Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca, Kansas are ready to work for you. Take advantage today of semi-load discounts, pre-season discounts, and flexible financing options. Balance your crop's nutritional needs and plan your farm's success. Balanced crops, healthy crops. Healthy crops, optimum yield. Call SureCrop today at 800-635-4743 or stop by our office west of Seneca. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop. Call SureCrop today at 800-635-4743.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you here in Hutchinson. Hope you enjoy the commercials that we play and hope you take a chance to appreciate those local businesses making the live, free broadcast possible here from state. Great support from local businesses and the local community. That's what it needs for us to be able to do what we do, and glad to be able to bring you the action. 14-11 is our score. Heritage Christian leading Nemaha Central in the first game of this second match. Out of a Thunder timeout, the hit goes into the net. A few steps behind it, and Samantha Nordis could not get enough on it. So Heritage Christian out of the timeout increases their largest advantage of the match, now at 4 points. It is Campbell that is serving for Heritage Christian. From the near sideline, she goes right down the line. It's handled, and now Addie Holthaus gets it across. Set, short, middle. The spike by Van Gorp off of a diving Taryn Ganstrom and out of play. So 16-11, the Chargers have gotten on a huge run here. Nemaha Central last led 8-7. Since that point, it's been a 9-3 run for Heritage Christian. Spike in the middle is a good one down and in. Thunder needed that. as able to put it away is Samantha Nordis, and the Thunder girls all huddle together, look at each other in the eyes, and say, let's go! 16-12. And a bit of a hole to dig out of with the serve. It'll be Addie Holthaus. 5'10 junior, all-league performer. That Van Gorp, dink, dug out of there, and then getting out of the way is Julian's, and it's pushed across by Marley Lutz. They just returned to the lineup. Set near side, Van Gorp blocked but out of bounds. That time, Bartoski and Nordis got the block back across the net, but it went out of bounds to the near sideline, and the lead for Heritage Christian is again 5 points. Lauren Jacobs will come in to serve, yet another sophomore for this Charger squad. They've won 13 consecutive matches, including one over Goodland earlier here at State this morning. They play the 8:30 game. Here's a hard spike. Did it make contact with the Thunder? It did. And Van Gorp heating up now on the near side, with Kaylin Ferguson on that front row. Pretty good size advantage for Nemaha, or for Ross Central. Handles the serve. It's set across and blocked by Heritage Christian. Ella Larkin out there for Nemaha Central right now as well. The spike dug out by Ganstrom in the back row. Larkin gets underneath it. Holthaus from the back line will spike it across. Now Heritage Christian, they attack at the net. Blocked by the Thunder, and Heritage Christian can't keep it alive. Again, it's Bartoski and Nordis combining for the stuff. Better defense there by the Thunder. Rethman returns to the front row. Back to serve is Samantha Nordis for Nemaha Central. They trail 18-13. Down 6 a moment ago, and an air serve. This one into the net. Out of the game goes a frustrated Nordis. Ganstrom is back in, the libero in the blue jersey with the rest of the Thunder players in their purple. Turquoise blue looks sharp with the purple, no doubt. Here's a block by Heritage Christian at the net as the stuff by Aubrey Laughlin and Grace Schmedlin. And it's Heritage Christian leading 20-13. Nemaha Central not playing as good right now as they did against Cheney. So it's one thing if the competition's not going to be as good, but you have to play at a high caliber throughout. They knew that coming in. Super tough pool play games here for the Thunder today. And a spike by Rethman. Popped up by Heritage Christian. They'll spike from the back row. That's Van Gorp. Nice dig by Shulian. High bump. Now a spike by Bartoski, and it's down on the back line. Bartoski with the kill. 20-14. Nemaha Central down 6. Couple substitutions. I hear the girls say, we need you, as Mackenzie Henry comes into the game to serve here for Nemaha Central. Runner-up in the Big 7 League to Hiawatha this year, responsible for 2 of the 6 Nemaha Central losses. Here's a spike and a nice save by Henry. Set up high for Reagan Garrity, and that's him down to the back left corner. Just inside the line, Garrity, the freshman, put one away. Thunder within 5. We'll see if Mackenzie Henry can keep things going. She's with Ganstrom and Holthaus in the back row. Nemaha Central hitting it from left to right. First game of this match against Heritage Christian. Set. Van Gorp blocked. And actually, it didn't even go over. The Thunder didn't need the block, as Garrity there with Rethman that time. And a timeout by Heritage Christian. They led by 6 a little bit ago, and now the lead is down to 4. Nemaha Central will have the serve when we come back to Hutch. Our score, Heritage Christian 20 and the Thunder 16, here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Flukpak with you in Hutch. Nemaw Central trying to get back into game number one as they have the serve out of a timeout. It's 20-16. Heritage Christian sets it up. Spike from the back row. Oh, the Thunder hit it. It might have been going out. Van Gorp had quite a bit on it, but Mackenzie Henry didn't have much time for a reaction. And it ricocheted off her and out of play. Different substitution pattern here for Nemaw Central. Now 21-16, the lead for Heritage Christian. The defending 2A champs in an errant serve. Bad serve that time by their libero, Jessamine Rose. That is the third error serve by Heritage Christian in this game. Ella Larkin will serve. It'll be her first time today. She's been playing sparingly like she did last week in Substate, coming back from the injury. Hard hit. Larkin with a nice dig. Set over the net by Garrity. Now Heritage Christian near side. This spike blocked by Rethman and Garrity. And the Thunder get another point. They're within three. It's 21-18. Both teams have used one timeout here in this set so far. 21-18. The Thunder need a few more in a row here. High set over Campbell. Van Gorp got it. Did it hit Nemaw Central? I don't think so. It hit the net, then went out of bounds on the far side. It did not make contact with any Nemaw Central players. Indeed, that is the call. And Ella Larkin will continue to serve a third straight time. The Thunder are within two. It is 21-19. Ella Larkin only playing in 20 games this season, but she has 15 aces. She is a good server. Also with 87 kills in her limited play. Nice save, and now the dink by Campbell. Diving save by Mackenzie Henry for Nemaw. Hit at the net. It didn't go over and wasn't blocked as Reagan Garrity didn't quite get that one over the tape. 22-19. Rushki back in. Larkin will come out. Nemaw Central down six earlier in this set after leading early in the game by three. At a 6-3 advantage, Heritage Christian tied it up at eight. Heritage Christian has not trailed since that 8-8 tie. Hit by Cassidy Rethman now. Heritage Christian sets it up, and it's blocked by Rethman, but out of bounds to the near side table. Laughlin, the attacker there for Heritage Christian, who now needs just 2 points to win game one. Heritage Christian ahead 23-19. Going to get you a 3-minute timeout here immediately after this game one is over. Thanks to more of those great sponsors making the live free worldwide broadcast possible again today. As Campbell hits it to the back left corner. And actually we're going to get a 30-second timeout before game one ends as Coach Cook will take another one here. Heritage Christian has game point 24-19. We'll return here in just 30 seconds on Kansaland Radio.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more and find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a tough spot for Nemaw Central. They need 5 consecutive points here to avoid a loss in game number one. Heritage Christian ahead 24-19 out of a Thunder timeout, their second of the match. Danstrom, Rushki, and Holthaus in the back row. Henry and Garrity and Rethman up front. The serve from Heritage Christian from right to left. It's out, and an error serve, the fourth one, as the timeout works to get a little momentum back and the serve back, but the Thunder cannot have any breakdowns here, trailing 24-20. Taryn Ganstrom serves for Nemaw Central. Hit by Van Gorp, now the set by Hazel, and the spike bump near the net by Ganstrom and unable to dig it out of there as Heritage Christian takes game one, 25-20. The final score. Again, Nemaw Central led early by three. We were tied at eight, but then Heritage Christian went ahead 9-8, never looked back. They built the lead to as many as six. They win it by five. Final score, 25-20. Heritage Christian over Nemaw Central. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Game two is coming up next here on KNZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners Co-op. Through the end of the year, Ag Partners Co-op will be donating a portion of sales from every gallon sold at their CardTroll locations to benefit local schools. Ag Partners CardTroll locations include Axel, Corning, Denton, Powhatan, Robinson, Seneca, and Willis. Funds from those locations will be donated to schools in those areas. Need a patron fuel card? Call the office at 785-336-6153 and choose option 2. Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926. Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizer wants to help you succeed in your farming operation. Call 800-635-4743 today to take advantage of great preseason discounts, volume discounts, and flexible financing options. SureCrop is top quality crop nutrition designed to enhance your crop nutrition program. SureCrop will give your crops a great start and continue to work for you right up until harvest time. Call SureCrop in Seneca today at 800-635-4743. Healthy crops give optimum yield. SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Hutchinson. We're set for game number 2 between Heritage Christian and Nemaha Central. And the first serve will come from Ellie Ruschke as we are underway. Heritage Christian with the back bump and through the block of Addie Holthaus. And it's Ella Larkin that's out there starting now in this second game. Kinsey Henry up front, Cassidy Rethman in the back. It's Ruschke and Gamstrom. So 1-0, Heritage Christian takes the lead in game 2. Heritage Christian took the opening set 25-20, and this one is blocked and lands on the line on Nemaha Central's side. So a 2-0 start for Heritage Christian. Nemaha Central got off to the good start in game 1, but after a 6-3 lead, the game was tied at 8, and the Thunder never led again. Heritage Christian with a good serve, and this one comes our way at the scores table. Off the serve receive of Nemaha Central, so it's 3-0. Chargers out in front here in game number 2. In Centralia playing sister station 92.1 KMZA. They're out in Dodge City, but they lost their first match like Nemaha Central did in pool play. Heritage Christian sets to the near side, hard hit. Diving saved by Ruschke. Back to get it is Ella Larkin, and back bumped over the net by Addie Holthaus. Now Campbell gets the kill, the sophomore at the net for Heritage Christian, and wow, it is 4-0 here in set 2. It's tough for Nemaha Central. They've lost a match, and now they've lost a game. So Nemaha Central basically in a spot right now. They need to rattle off wins in probably 4 consecutive games to have a chance to advance to the semifinals tomorrow. They need to win two here against Heritage Christian and then also beat Goodland a couple games as well. And a tough set there missed by Henry, and a timeout by Coach Cook as the Thunder look out of sorts right now. We're going to take another timeout here in game two as Heritage Christian is out in front 5-0. We'll talk it over and return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
KNZA.
Well, the Thunder trying to get on track here, but their back's against the wall. And out of a timeout, they trail 5-0 to Heritage Christian. Larkin hits it up. Holthouse will attack, but it's blocked. Pop back up by the Thunder. Ganstrom. Holthouse will go at it again. Now Heritage Christian sets it in the middle for Campbell. That's off the partial block. Oh, no, a net violation against Campbell of Heritage Christian. So Campbell in the net. Violation there, and Nemo Central is on the board. Got that goose egg off the scorecard. Now 5-1 as Taryn Ganstrom serves for the Thunder. That towards the back, down the line with the hit. Ganstrom has it. Now Henry sets it far side over to Larkin. Went dink, but it's blocked anyway. And now pushed over the net by Marley Lutz. Here's the attack down the line. Ruschke with a nice dig. Holthouse sets it over. Popped up twice and now sent across. Good job by Madeline Wolf and Heritage Christian. Short set middle. Holthouse can't put it away. Long volley. Heritage Christian near side. This one is dug by Ruschke near the net. Campbell put it back down. Boy, Campbell went up high. Is that bump right there on top of the tape? At the net, and Campbell was ready to pounce on it. So 6-1, the Heritage Christian lead here over Nemaha Central. Good serve. Ruschke moves over to get it. Now the set comes back to Holthouse. This bump near the net, brought out of there, and then Campbell, but as it was brought out of the net, stepping underneath, it was the setter, Macy Hazel, called for the violation that time by the Chargers. Substitutions for Nemaha Central, Chulions and Bartoski come to the lineup. Chulions will serve. Thunder down 4 after losing the first set 25-20. Good serve by Lily. Now Heritage Christian brings it back to Chulions, but her hit goes underneath the net on kind of a back bump first pass attempt there. So a point right back, and the serve returns to the right side of the court for the Heritage Christian Chargers in their maroon, striped, and numbered white uniforms. Coach Tom Slaughter looking pretty laid back at the moment. Likes the way his team's played after a shaky start. Now, Addy Holthouse puts one away. Holthouse really needing to get going for Nemaha Central, and she's playing well. So are the Thunder. But she goes to the back row now. In fact, it's Holthouse that'll serve. Heritage Christian's lead is 7-3. Holthouse serves, and the set, and the spike, and it's out of bounds. Missed that time by Kaylin Ferguson on the right side after the set by Macy Hazel. So the Thunder are within 3 points. Coach Cook telling her where to send the serve as Holthouse gets it over the net to the back middle. High set, near side Van Gorp. It's dug, but hit over the Thunder bench. Out of bounds off Taryn Ganstrom. And the score doubled up here at 8-4. And Nemaha Central will have about an hour break after this match before playing their final one of the day. They'll be taking on Goodland. That'll be a matchup of the 7 versus the 6 seed. Pretty crazy. Nemaha Central, the number 7 seed in this state tournament, 36-6. The only number 2 seed that won a sub-state to advance here to Hutch. All the other winners were top seeds in their sub-state and held true to advance. Heritage Christian spiked from the back row. I don't think it went over the net. Well, apparently it did. Nemaha Central got a piece of it and blocked it. This one doesn't go over the net. And the Thunder will get that point as a missed hit by the Chargers' Grace Schmidlin. Serving for Nemaha Central is Samantha Nordis. Thunder down again by three, needing to go on a run. They spotted Heritage Christian, a 5-0 start of this game. That ball just slapped down at the right hand by Macy Hazel, the setter. Kind of a no-look slap-down hit by Hazel, the junior. Heritage Christian leading 9-5. As Dolly Parton would sing, and a great serve. Gannstrom gets underneath it, and now it's back to Gannstrom, who dinks it over the net, and a point for the Thunder. 9-6 substitutions. Ella Larkin and Mackenzie Henry come back in here for Nemaha Central. Larkin telling her teammates near the net, let's go. Cassidy Rethman and Marley Lutz right now on the front row. The serve by Mackenzie Henry is out. Too deep on the air serve, missed by Mackenzie Henry. 27 service errors for her all season, leading the team in assists. And now Heritage Christian up 10-6. Set goes to Ella Larkin. It's blocked. Holthouse to Henry, near side to Rathman. Boy, fading backwards, she put it down. Saved by Heritage Christian, but back over the net, and Ella Larkin slaps it back home for a point. Larkin getting credit for that kill. 10-7, but Nemaha Central can't seem to get any closer than 3 points. Marley Lutz will serve. That Campbell blocked, but out of bounds, missing it right off of Rethman and Larkin. They were there for it, but could not keep the ball in play. Ruschke back into the back row for the Thunder, who trail again by four. Serving for Heritage Christian is Macy Hazel. Good serve. Gannstrom pops it up. Henry goes to the back row to get it. Holthouse attacking at the net. Dug by Heritage Christian. Short set for Campbell. Nemaha Central blocks it. Now it comes to Van Gorp, who gets it through the block. Then Rethman and Larkin there, but this time off the block it went left and landed on the Thunder side. Now a 5-point advantage again for the Chargers at 12-7. Another serve for the setter, Macy Hazel, and it came up on the jersey of Ruschke, but now the Thunder get it across. Holthouse down the line, missing out of bounds on that hit. A misfire by Heritage Christian as Madeline Wolf misses wide right. 12-8 our score. Thunder have not been able to get on much of any kind of run in this entire match. Best they played was leading 2-0 and then leading 6-3 in the first game. Wow, Campbell! That is ultra impressive. 5'11" and can jump out of the gym. That combination sometimes makes this sport look too easy. As she got up high and got another kill, and now the serve receive is not good. The ball goes backwards for Nemaha Central, and Jessica Cook says, I need another timeout. Heritage Christian leading 14-8, so we'll take a timeout. Nemaha Central down a half dozen. We'll return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more and find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
KNZA.
Quick programming reminder, it's state volleyball early today and even this afternoon starting at 3:30 with JCN at the 2A state tournament in Dodge City. That volleyball will be on 93.7 CARE FM. Tonight we have high school football and then the Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show. High school football on the radio tonight is Sabetha at Perry LeCompton. First meeting of the year between those Big Seven foes. Sabetha at Perry LeCompton, 7 o'clock tonight. The winner of that one gets Holton next week in the 3A playoffs. Back to volleyball here in Hutch. 14-8, Heritage Christian leading. They have the serve out of the timeout. Nemaha Central sets it up, hit across the court by Samantha Nordis. And it was not deflected, and it went out wide to the left. So unable to stop the momentum out of a timeout, and now the Thunder find themselves in their biggest deficit of the day. They are trailing 15-7 here to Heritage Christian. 7-point deficit that they didn't ever have against Cheney. Holthaus misses as she hit it too hard. That goes out of bounds a few feet behind the line. Substitution is Reagan Garrity, the freshman, going to come in, replacing Samantha Nordis up front as Coach Cook is looking for any kind of solution or answer here at the moment. Scores doubled up at 16-8. Heritage Christian won the first game, 25-20 over Nemaha Central. Holthaus takes the serve. Now the set, it comes to Ella Larkin, and she misses it. So just not getting great hits. And most of the sets are about 3 or 4 feet behind the net, as that one again missed out of bounds deep off the hit by Larkin. It is 17-8. Nemaha Central doesn't find a way to rally and win. They will not be able to find a way likely to advance to tomorrow's 9 a.m. semifinals. Holthaus blocks, and that is out, so the Thunder get the point on Holthaus's hit. It was blocked by Heritage Christian, but out of bounds on the near side. So 17-9. A long ways to go here for Nemaha Central to try to mount a comeback. Tough bracket when you don't have any upsets, and all the number one seeds in sub-state advance, all state-ranked teams here for the most part. One of the state-ranked teams, Hiawatha. Nemaha Central had to beat them in sub-state. Here's another point for the Chargers. Hiawatha and Nemaha Central have both been ranked in the top five in the rankings in Class 3A throughout the year. They battled several times and split four meetings, I think, two wins each, but Nemaha Central got the two-step victory over Hiawatha in the sub-state championship at Sabetha last Saturday to get back to Hutch for the fifth time in 6 years. A set over the net, and Heritage Christian not ready for that. Good job on that play by Shulians. Makes it 18-10. Thunder down by 8 as Holthaus goes back to serve. Floats one to the near side. Set. And Van Gorp took a little bit off of it. Danstrom has the dig. Shulians has the set. The spike by Bartoski is dug out. Scramble by the libero Rose to get underneath it. The ball hit over. Now set over the net. A lift called there as unable to hit it cleanly with Shulians. Actually called her for the double hit that time. And now the Thunder back down by 9. Warren Jacobson to serve for the Chargers. They're in the Kaw Valley Conference. Again, school from Olathe. Here's a block by Heritage Christian and a net violation against Nemaha Central on the attack anyway. And the score's doubled up again, but now the advantage of 10 points at 20-10. Heritage Christian a big lead here. Meanwhile, on the other court, Riverton is beating Beloit. Beloit won in 3 sets over Eureka, but now Beloit losing to Riverton, lost the first game and down 5-1 in the second set. Thunder get this point, now 20-11. Serving will be Samantha Nordis. Floats one to the back. Rivero Rose able to handle it. Now the set to Van Gorp. Bump drive back over the net by Addie Holthaus. Set again, short middle this time. Hit across by Ferguson. Nemaha Central sets it near the net. Bartoski goes to the right side with it. Nice court vision there. Instead of hitting it real hard, Bartoski kind of whipped it back to the front left side. And Thunder down 8 at 20-12. Lost the first game, 25-20. Another good serve by Samantha Nordis. Here comes Van Gorp, and she puts it away. Van Gorp nearly 300 kills, and Cyre Campbell, that duo of sophomores, you're going to be hearing about them for the next couple of years as well. A talented young team, only one senior on this Heritage Christian roster. A lot of folks in 3A wish they would have stayed in Class 2A, but they moved up to Class 3A here this season. They set up Van Gorp again, and this one one-handed punched out of bounds off the hands of Holthaus. And yet another point for Heritage Christian, who now leads it here in set two by a score of 22-12. Van Gorp is serving. And she serves it into the net, 22-13. Thankful 5 points for Nemaus Central have come on air serves by the Chargers. Checking in is Ella Larkin and Mackenzie Henry for Coach Cook's team. Not just five of the last 6 years, but Nemaus Central made state volleyball in 2013 and 14 as well. So over the last 9 years, Nemaus Central's now been at state 8 times. Is that right? 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19. They've only missed 2 years since 2013 of coming to state volleyball. Set for the Thunder. Larkin can't put it away. Henry dives and pops it up. Now Ganstrom bumps it and trying again is Ella Larkin, and this time gets it down. Larkin able to get one off the block attempt. It's 22-14. And Mackenzie Henry will serve it again for the Thunder. Good serve. Diving save by Rose. They set it near side and a block off the hit by Schmidling. Now the next, and that's blocked again. Boy, Rethman doing work at the net along with Larkin. They're on the same page now. Thunder will get an attack. It's near side, and it comes from Marley Lutz, but she missed it out of bounds. Hit it too far. That was the Thunder's problem early when they fell down in the second set by several points. It seemed like any time they got an attack, they were hitting it too far out of bounds. And now they trail 23-14. Short serve hits the net, does not go across. So 23-15, and Nemaus Central needs a whole bunch of points here as Marley Lutz will serve for NC. Coach Cook screaming out instructions for her girls here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Hit into the net by Heritage Christian by Grace Schmidling. So it's 23-16, and Marley Lutz will serve it again. Trying to avoid dropping to 0-2 in pool play here against Heritage Christian after losing a couple real close contests against Cheney to start the day. And another kill by the Chargers, Cyrae Campbell, with an impressive hit from front left to back right corner. And it's match points, many of them coming up here if they need them for Heritage Christian. 24-16. We'll take a 3-minute timeout here right after this game's over, but another air serve keeps it alive for the moment. Now it'll be Ganstrom serving for Nemaha Central. Back in for the Thunder comes Samantha Nordis as Rethman goes to the bench. Ganstrom's got to serve him and keep them all in at this point. And Gore handles the serve. Short set. Campbell puts it away. And that'll be how this game finishes, 25-17. Nemaha Central played better against number 2 seed Cheney, but they lose as well against number 3 seed Heritage Christian by scores of 25-20 and 25-17. So more coming up. We'll kind of recap this and look ahead to what's next. We'll do all that after a 3-minute timeout right now here on Kansaland Radio.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's fall, which means fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke with you. Class 3A State Volleyball here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Well, unfortunately for Nemaha Central, they are now 0-2. And with only one match left against the number 6 seed Goodland, it does not look like the Thunder will have an opportunity or a chance still to advance to the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., as it looks like the final match of the day will be between Cheney and Heritage Christian, that are both going to be 2-0, and both those teams will advance to tomorrow. It looks like the way things are shaping up. Well, unfortunately for Nemaha Central as well, they just didn't play as well against Heritage Christian. I feel like if they would have played like they did against Cheney, they certainly would have been able to compete and have a better chance and maybe beat Heritage Christian, but the Thunder just kind of seemed off a little bit, not playing their best volleyball in that match against Heritage Christian. Too many errors when they did get attacks near the net, and just several balls that they were unable to dig or keep in play with some tough attackers and hitters on a very athletic squad for Heritage Christian. So Nemaha Central was ahead 2-0 and then 6-3 in game number one, but Heritage Christian tied it up at 8-8, then went ahead 9-8 and never relinquished the lead. Nemaha Central trying to battle back. They got it to within three a couple times before losing 25-20. In set two, Heritage Christian led 5-0. Nemaha Central called a timeout. They led 14-8 when Nemaha Central called another timeout, but then scored three more points to go up 17-8. And at one point, they led by 11 points in that second set, leaving Nemaha Central with out-minute opportunity. Final score in game two is 25-17. So the Thunder fall to Heritage Christian, the number three seed, 25-20 and 25-17, after falling earlier today to the number two seed Cheney, 25-21 and 25-23. Both those teams had only two losses all year. And Nemaha Central, with two losses today, now has a record of 36 wins against 8 defeats here this season. So it'll be one more match for Nemaha Central, but it'll be about, I think it'll be an hour, maybe a little bit more. I'm going to guess it'll be 12:45 when we have Nemaha Central's final match. I don't think it'll be before 12:45. It could be a little bit later than that, but my estimate is close to about a 12:45 start time for Nemaha Central against Goodland, and what looks to be their final match of this high school volleyball season and in the 3A state tournament here with pool play today. So again, we appreciate the sponsors making it all possible. Brian Hurt running the game at our Kansaland studios. We'll be back in a little over an hour with one final Nemaha Central volleyball match here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also, programming reminders, we have Centralia Live volleyball coverage from out in Dodge City. That is on sister station 92.1 KMZA. Later this afternoon, 2A state volleyball for Jeff County North. That'll be on 93.7 CARE. And high school football, before the scoreboard show later tonight, we'll have the Sabetha Prairie-Lecompton football contest coming up at 7 tonight here on Kansaland Radio. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you in about an hour.